As Morning Edition continues on WNCW, time now for the feature interview of the week. Our topic, the just-released Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation that focuses on child well-being and what the results had to say about North Carolina. Our guest is Layla Bell, Director of Research and Data at North Carolina Child. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Explain to us what North Carolina Child is all about.
Well, we are a state-level research and child advocacy organization that works to improve the lives of children and their families. And we do that in a few different ways. One is by using data to inform public policy discussions about the needs of children. We also do some work inside the General Assembly, helping to support our policymakers as they make evidence-based decisions about investments in the future of our state.
Layla, how did the rankings come out for our state of North Carolina, and perhaps what stood out to you?
North Carolina ranks 34th overall in child well-being, and the Kids Count data book actually ranks all 50 states. So what that tells us is we're actually in the bottom half of states for overall child well-being. What's good about the data book is the rankings don't stop there. We can actually dig a little deeper into the data and see how children are doing in terms of their financial security, their health, their education, and really the safety of the homes and the communities where they live. And when we look at those numbers, we see that children have made tremendous progress in health. Our children are living longer. They're more likely to have health insurance. They're less likely to misuse alcohol or drugs, or even to give birth than ever before. But we also see a really troubling trend when it comes to the economic well-being of families.
And that leads me into my next question, which would be to you, Layla. What are some of those things that really stand out as the concern that you were talking about when looking at North Carolina?
And that's an excellent question, because when we look at the data around the financial security of the homes and families where children live, there are some clear concerns. So the percent of all kids who live in poor or near poor homes increased, and as well as the percent of kids who are growing up in high poverty areas. The narrative text of the report goes into greater detail about what that means for kids and their families to live in a high poverty community. Those are communities that often lack the resources that really do help promote the growth and development of children. So they may lack access, for example, to a grocery store, which means that families may not be able to provide the healthy, nutritious foods that support children's growth. They may have under-resourced schools that don't provide the same types of supports that schools in wealthier communities may provide. Those are communities that are less likely to have access to high-quality health care or even transportation that would enable a parent to get to a higher-paying job. Really, the compounding effect of all of those things can have devastating consequences in terms of outcomes for kids, because we know that children who grow up in low-income homes are just more vulnerable to poor outcomes.
It's the Friday feature interview of the week from WNCW as we continue a conversation with Layla Bell, Director of Research and Data at North Carolina Child, about the recent 2016 Kids Count results, the book put out by the Annie E. Casey Foundation focusing on child well-being and what these results had to say about North Carolina.
But there's also one thing that's important from the report to highlight. When we look at the data and we see the health indicators moving in the right direction, the economic well-being indicators moving in the wrong direction, we start asking questions about why. And when we do kind of deeper analysis of why child health has improved over time, we can point to some very specific interventions, public policy decisions that have moved the needle in all of those health indicators we talked about earlier. Things like our public health insurance programs, Medicaid, and NC Health Choice that enabled more kids to gain access to health insurance, or our seatbelt regulations and child safety laws that have lowered our child and teen death rate, or even our teen pregnancy prevention programs that have helped to cut our teen birth rate in half. We see those types of policy decisions happening in health, and they're simply not happening to support the economic well-being of families. In fact, those policy decisions are making our families more vulnerable to economic instability.
You've shared some fascinating information that all of us, especially parents here in the state of North Carolina, I think will want to stay on top of these things, not only for our own household, but our neighbor, because everybody can be affected differently from things like you said, and that is about just
That's having a
healthy meal on the table to getting through and actually graduating high school. And if someone out there would like to take a look at these statistics, how could they do so? And also, how could they find out more?
Sure. So this report is available on NC Child's website. So visit www.ncchild.org to learn more and to access data.
We thank you, Layla Bell, Director of Research and Data at North Carolina Child, talking about the results of the 2016 Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation and how it broke down for the state of North Carolina.
Thanks so much, Paul.
And in closing, I thought it would be important to also mention in the study by the Annie E. Casey Foundation that South Carolina ranked 41st overall. 41st overall in the nation for a child's chance of succeeding. That was up from 42nd last year, and it's actually the highest ranking that South Carolina has received in that report's existence. WNCW's Friday feature interview of the weeks are also turned into podcasts. Those podcasts are available on our website, wncw.org. Please have a safe and wonderful weekend. Reporting for WNCW, I'm Paul Foster.